Sunday night for halacha or the test towers. So, whoever was lucky enough to be in Beis Tefila for Shachris Shabbos might have noticed that in one of the aliyahs there was a very long pause between the bracha of the ole and when the balkori started laning because he couldn't find the place. Not that he couldn't find the place, he showed the wrong place to the. Because if you count the times it says Vayomer Balak El Balam or Vayomer Balam and Balak, you can understand that that might happen. So maybe we should go over the halachas. They didn't ask me what to do. Baruch Hashem, I don't know if I would have known. Like this, I had time to learn the halachas and time for tonight. They would have asked me then, I wouldn't know if I would have known. Anyway, so the Balkori shows the Mavarech where he's going to start laning from, and the Mavarech makes the bracha, and he looks at that place, he maybe kisses it with his talus, and then he realizes it's the wrong place. Now, obviously, there can be many scenarios. It could be before, it could be afterwards, it could be the same parsha, it could be the different parsha. So we'll go over it, it'll take a few days, we'll go over the different possibilities. Some compare it to Birchas Hananim. You know, you have the same problem if you make a bracha over an apple, and then the apple, you make the bracha, and the apple falls from your hand, and it gets dirty or lost. And now you take another apple, you go to the refrigerator, and you take a different apple, so that's the same type of shaila. And there it's also not so clear, it's machlokes, and how do we paskin, and when do you say he had in mind to on other apples as well. Here also there are some Rishonim who hold that the brachas, like he had in mind the whole Torah. He has the whole Torah in front of him, and he has in mind the whole Torah. What does that mean? Obviously he didn't mean to read. He knows they're not going to be reading from anywhere in the Torah. They're reading this parsha. So I believe this sheet holds that it has to do with the nature of the bracha. It's not like Birchas Hananim, where you're making a bracha over this specific apple. But you're making a bracha. So the brachas in general over like Kriyas HaTorah Bechlal, maybe not specifically this parasha that they thought that they are planning on reading. So there is such a shita in the Rishonim that holds that even if it's the wrong place, you don't have to make a new bracha if they realize it's the wrong place. And we'll see other shitas and how the Mishnah Berurah paskins and what the halacha lemaisa is in the upcoming nights.